This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Today, as the United States and Great Britain rally ever greater numbers of troops and materiel in the Persian Gulf, we're watching developments that may bear on the likelihood of war against Iraq. About 25 miles outside of Baghdad, UN weapons inspectors have destroyed four Al-Samud missiles. Now, these are the missiles that United Nations Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix says can hit targets beyond the 150-kilometer limit set by the UN. Janine DiGiovanni is in Baghdad. She's a reporter for the Times of London. Joins us from there. Thanks for being with us, Janine.
Yes, hello, Scott.
Hi, nice to talk to you again. And please bring us up to date now. Have those first four missiles been destroyed?
Well, I've just come from the UN UNMOVIT press conference here in Baghdad, and what we've been told is that the first missile was destroyed by around 6:30 p.m. Our time. We're 8 hours ahead of you. The first attempt to destroy it, because the UN has decided to blow them up rather than crush them, the bulldozers that they were using were not adequate enough. So they had to get a new one. By the time they finally got it, it took until about 6:30, which is about 5 hours after they started, to actually destroy it. Now, I was just told by Iraqis that they're going to continue tonight, and an Iraqi source told me he believes they'll destroy around 4, and at 9 a.m. tomorrow, they'll resume. We weren't given specific details about the exact number. We did press that point. We believe it's around 100. And the timetable of it is still also slightly unclear.
The timetable for destruction. Now, inspectors are working on other fronts at the same time, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Probably what's more, the most important thing are the interviews. And last night, Friday night, there were two interviews of scientists. They were private interviews, which means that they went on without tape recorders. Other interviews are continuing today. We weren't given specific details. We also asked whether or not these scientists would be taken outside of Iraq with their families. We don't know yet if that will happen. But, of course, these two things, the destruction of the missiles and the interviews, are the crux of what the UN needs to do to deliver a report which will come before the Security Council, Hans Blix, on Friday.
Okay. And, Janine, what is your impression from United Nations officials or perhaps people in the inspector crew with whom you've been, I would imagine, interviewing one way or another or getting information from for a few weeks now? Are they impressed by the degree of Iraqi cooperation?
It's difficult to gauge because actually they don't, it's difficult to speak to them. They don't speak to journalists. Our only information comes from press conferences. But the sense that I'm getting is that they feel it's positive. Dimitris Perikos said tonight, I'm very glad it started. Whether I'm satisfied with the rate, you must ask me at the end of the week. So I think they believe that these moves over the past weeks has been progress. But, of course, we really have to see how long the Iraqis take to deliver at the end of it. You know, if there's no definite deadline, then this could go on for months.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to push it to try to make them, they say it's up to the Iraqis. It depends how quickly they can do it, how quickly they deliver them, how quickly they aid us. So, you know, they've requested that, they've requested it, but it's really in the end up to the Iraqis how quickly it can be done.
I mean, when you say the number is believed to be about 100, it's there should be no about, I should think, that would satisfy the UN as to whether or not there are another one or two or five missiles left over. They want all of them destroyed.
Oh, yes, they want all. It's just whether they won't tell us how many there are. They have tagged them already, Scott. They initially, when the first letter went to Hans Blix, I mean, they have tagged them with metal tags. They know how many are there. It's just they won't tell us. But we believe that there's around 100. And, yes, the UN is very clear that they will destroy all of them.
Janine, thank you very much. Janine DiGiovanni is a reporter for the Times of London, joining us from Baghdad.